If you're a regular listener to this program, you'd know that we've had a few calls over the time we've been doing this that from people that are a bit frustrated that they don't think their doctors are listening to them. Now, I'm the kind of person that I, you know, trust the expert, and if I go to the doctor, well, I assume that he or she knows better than me. But there's nothing more frustrating than a doctor who just won't listen. You try to explain what's happening to you, but they ignore your opinion, or worse, they think you're a hypochondriac. Well, a new study says his lack of respect may soon be a thing of the past. To talk to us a bit more about this, we're joined by patient experience consultant Shelley Thompson. Shelley, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
Shelley, how common an issue is this, that doctors won't listen to their patients?
Well, according to a new study that's been, Australian study that's been done by Melbourne University, there is a larger proportion than average of older doctors that have a higher level of complaints.
And why is that? I mean, I would have thought from a doctor's perspective, particularly from a GP's perspective, what the patient tells you would be a major part of any diagnosis.
Absolutely. I agree. It's a two-way conversation that needs to happen. And so if, you know, you've got perhaps a doctor that you're speaking with that doesn't listen to what you're saying, they don't respect your opinion or have you involved in any way in the conversation, in essence, if they're telling you what to do, that's a sign that this relationship is not great.
Okay. So what is the solution? How do we get around this?
Well, I think being aware, you know, all of us as patients need to be very aware that it is a two-way conversation. It's our healthcare and we're in charge of it. So if they don't like the conversation or the lack of conversation that's happening, then it might be time to think about changing their doctor.
It's one thing I noticed because we're broadcasting to regional areas right across Australia and you know, the shortage of doctors in regional areas is terrible. I went to a doctor a couple of weeks ago. I had a flu that then turned into a sinus infection. Now, the doctor that I finally got in to see was great, but it's so difficult to get in to see a doctor. What is your suggestion for people that can't just pick up and change doctors?
Yeah, well, the best thing to do if you're not satisfied with the care and you've got a genuine complaint, which most people understand, you know, what that is, then go to the Health Complaints Commission. That is an appropriate mechanism to do, and it should be used if you're making a genuine complaint. That's really what the process is for. And I think like any profession, you know, if you're out of step or you're not doing what your patients or your customers want, then it is appropriate to say something about that and demand better service.
There would be a number of people out there who find it difficult to communicate what it is they're actually feeling and what their symptoms are. And I imagine that poses a problem for any doctor, good or bad. Mm. Do you have any tips for people that to prepare themselves for a doctor's visit, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best thing to do is think in advance about the questions that you might have. If you have symptoms or you've been unwell, think about how long you've been unwell, questions you might ask. Ask your family members what they think as well and write those questions down before you go to see your doctor, because I agree, it's an intimidating environment and sometimes you kind of freeze up and forget those questions. So you could share that list with the doctor and say, look, these are the concerns that I have or the questions that I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, if we went to any other professional, whether it be a lawyer or an accountant or otherwise, we'd prepare ourselves. But for the doctor, some reason, we just turn up and expect that everything's going to be okay, or maybe not be okay, but at least walk in there and think that somebody else is going to do all the work for us. But we do need to be part of that process, don't we?
Absolutely. And look, it's really normal. You know, I've done the same thing in that, you know, I was given a diagnosis that I was a little bit unexpected with the doctor and I completely froze up. You know, I didn't share anything or think about any of the questions until after I had left the appointment. And I think that's okay too. You know, Stephen, you can call the doctor afterwards and speak to the administrative staff and say, I have some questions. Could the doctor or an irrelevant healthcare person ring me back and help me with that?
Yeah, great advice. Shelley, good to talk to you this evening.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
That's Shelley Thompson, a patient experience consultant. Tell us about your experiences with the doctor. Give me a call, 13 27 10.